He's 6 years old and he's 6 feet tall. Got a boomerang and golden ball. His grandpa's a wizard and his dad is small. He's Kulk, oh Kulk, the Kinder Giant, Kinder Giant. When he gets mad, he don't pout, 'cause he's a barbarian, he'll rage out. He'll punch you to the moon, and that's no doubt. He's Kulk, oh Kulk, the Kinder Giant,
the Kinder Giant.
Welcome to the Adventures of Kulk. This is a podcast where funny adults play Dungeons & Dragons with an even funnier 6-year-old.
He's Kulk.
The Kinder Giant!
Did Kulk come out of invisibility? I thought he was going to do an attack.
No, he did. He did an attack so that he could come out of invisibility, and that attack was on a bucket.
Right, I remember.
Kinder Giant!
Now, Kulk, the one other thing that you noticed, because you're in this specific spot in the room, you were invisible and you creeped up to like sort of right to the edge of this sort of sloping mountain of magic golden coins. The dragon is definitely aware of you. You've had this moment where you guys are all kind of squared off with him and telling him, look, get your fanny out of here or we'll kick it for you. But you notice that the crate that you snuck over to isn't actually a crate. It looks like a gelatinous cube that's like full of trapped jelly bones. Remember the little jelly bones that like kind of worked in the factory for Willy Wolaka, and they brought you your golden ticket and the first portal to the factory.
Do you think they're evil?
No, they don't look evil. They look like the helpful kind that were helping you in the very beginning, that were helping you. You had to learn their little language and stuff.
But we have adventured enough to know that this is a gelatinous cube, yes?
Yes. Now, gelatinous cube does have a corrosive effect on you if you touch it, so you don't necessarily touch it. You just happen to notice that before you turn around and yell at the dragon.
Yeah, you don't want to focus on that, Colt.
Yeah.
I look at it and say, maybe I can try to find something to splash it on the red dragon.
Well, the red dragon definitely, you shouted at him, right? So you like revealed yourself. So the red dragon's well aware of you guys. Willie has managed to activate your peppermint panthers and your gummy owlbears. There are 5 peppermint panthers and 2 gummy owlbears that are there to do your bidding, Kipple. He's still being restrained, really, by these 2 candy skeletons that have sort of taken him capture. And you've already noticed that this fire mage with the big red-hot cinnamon fire spell for a head, he has made it back to his feet and is raising his wand in your direction, just as this dragon is taking a deep inhale and getting ready to look like it's about to breathe fire. Kipple, you're still a green dragon, correct? You're still in green dragon form?
Yeah.
So, Kulk, you get a first move here. You can decide what you want to do. What do you think you want to do, buddy?
Fight the mage.
You gonna rage?
I think, yeah, I'm gonna rage.
All right, so you got frenzy attack, so you get 3 attacks with your doom hammer. A 24, a 10, and a 22.
So, Kulk, you run up to this mage who is about to point his fireball wand at your grandpa and your dad, who's in the green dragon form, and you start wailing on him with this hammer. You hit him 3 times. So congratulations, you just smack him in the head like twice, and then you scoop his legs out from under him. You notice that he really just kind of crumples. Do you want to roll for damage?
The first one is a 9, the next one is a 12, and then a 10.
You actually see him like kind of crumple a little bit. Like he lands flat on his back in this pile of gold coins, and he hisses at you, and he's dropped his wand, and he just like vanishes in a puff of hot red smoke. And you are right, very near the dragon's feet at the edge of the mound of gold coins. Kipple, you are next, my friend.
And I just roar. And I jump on the red dragon and just going head to head with him.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna try to charge him and like strength contest him.
Okay.
To push him farther away from the group so that his fire blasts don't hit
Okay. All
of us. So it's as much room as I have to the other walls, that's where I'm trying to push him.
Okay.
Also, the owl and the tiger are on this turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's do a strength contest. You see your green dragon formed dad roar and try to like intimidate the red dragon. And he runs up and like smashes like right into him, trying to push him back away from you. And gold coins go flying in every direction. Like you have to like shield your eyes as they're like raining down on you.
I scream, I'm rich.
Kipple, when you grapple with this dragon, when you connect with this dragon, you can hear just out of the corner of your ear, Kult go, I'm rich.
And then I say, if I survive this battle.
Kipple, what'd you roll on a strength check there?
24.
The red dragon rolled a 25.
Oh, man.
And so you connect with this dragon. You guys even, like, smack heads a little bit. And you hear Devin go, what the what? And he attacks you with a bite. He misses really badly for some reason. I mean, you're right there, but I can't explain it.
It was a close thing. I think we're just like, it's a dragon wrestling match on the ground. Yeah,
it really is. It's become like this tussle. You haven't managed to overpower him, but you guys are at this sort of like strength stalemate. And he slips back just a teeny bit because he's standing on this mound of coins that have been like snowballed everywhere. You guys are still locked in there. You've managed to grapple him and hold on. And you've held them in place, but you guys are nose to nose, like snarling and roaring at each other.
This is the strongest I've ever felt in my life.
Also, you're still wearing that lipstick, so there's that romantic tension.
So then Mr. Tickles, the owlbears, and the panther all go at the two skeletons that are holding Willie because he dropped them all right there.
You got it.
We got five bites. We got a 21 for 8 damage.
Mm-hmm.
We got a 17 for 5 damage.
Mm-hmm.
17 for 4 damage.
Mm-hmm.
23 for 5 damage.
Mm-hmm.
17 for 8 damage. So mm-hmm. The panthers leap onto that purple skeleton and just start ripping into him.
Okay, well, it's working because he's coming apart at the seams. Although they look like skeletons, they really are candy skeletons. So they start breaking pretty quickly. And you see these panthers just sort of maul this guy like into like little crumbles and like, you know, grab the bones in their mouths.
Meanwhile, the two gummy owlbears hunch up on their hind legs and they just slap the other skeleton that's holding them. Ooh. One's a natural 20 for 14 slashing damage.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is a 15 for 15 damage. So the owlbears each slap that skeleton, and as he backs up, he feels something around his shoulder, and as he turns around, there's Mr. Tickles, and he says, "Let's party!" and just starts tickling him with his necrotic touch.
Uh-huh.
To doom. At this point, the skeletons are either destroyed or prone.
He rolled a 19 for 15 necrotic damage.
Willy wiggles free of this first skeleton that's basically like torn into 100 pieces by these panthers. And the other skeleton gets battered around like a ping pong ball almost between these two hulking giant gummy owlbears. He gets smacked back and forth a couple of times. And then sure enough, Mr. Tickle swoops in and starts tickling him. Now, this guy is a skeleton, so he's a little resistant to necrotic damage, but he is so upset by what just happened, he starts backing away and making a break for it to the nearest portal. And you can see him like stumbling, dropping his weapons and like running to the nearest portal. So you've definitely chased off all these skeletons, that's for sure.
Except for that one. I think that one's just gonna be like, I don't think I wanna be in this fight. I'm pretty sure he's gonna run.
All right, that brings us to Grandpa's turn. Grandpa, anything you want to do here now?
Grandpa had some big plans, but then the dragon's engaged and he doesn't really want to hurt Kipple. I think Grandpa takes to the air. He's just flying and he shoots because he took that haste gum.
Mm-hmm.
He shoots one ray of frost to kind of warm up at the dragon. And that is a 19.
Yeah, okay, that actually does hit.
And that is for 2d8. 4. Four ice damage. And then he hits him again. Now that he feels like he's got him locked on, he's going to cast another one. That one is a 15.
That hits the dragon, but kind of bounces off his scales.
While he's doing this, cut to Duckmaster, who's just kind of sitting on top of one of those vaults, and he pops a little piece of bubble gum in his mouth, and he just starts chewing it.
And he's just watching the battle below, this very epic battle with panthers and owlbears, and Kipple's a dragon wrestling another dragon, and Kulk just smashed a mage, Grandpa shooting ice bolts across the way. And he looks a little bored, and he's tracing his finger across the water, and he blows this bubble, and then a giant beholder pops out of it, and it looks to Duckmaster, and it says, "Command me." And Duckmaster's eyes go wide with power.
What is that? What does that sound like?
And for the first time in his familiar life, Duckmaster has a familiar.
That's amazing.
Does he get to control the beholder this turn, or is it next turn?
No, he just activated him, so I'm gonna wait till the next round. Yeah.
All right.
So, what's gonna happen here is Devin, he can't hold it anymore, and he's like, "You're a dragon bag. You're all dragon bags." And he roars, and he attacks, and he blows a 60-foot cone of fire straight at you, and he rolled a 17. Just about everybody's in the line of fire here because he's like burning up the center of the room. Kulk, you might have an advantage to get out of the way. Kipple, you're at a disadvantage to not take damage here because you're right in front of him.
I got a 19 armor class though.
So you you see this flame sort of like fan out around you, and that actually does put Kulk in the line of fire because the fire is like fanning out to either side around you. So you guys are all going to have to do a little dexterity check here to try to get out of the way of this roaring flame.
Well, wouldn't it just like blast Kipple and then not hurt anyone?
Well, it would, but it's dragon fire.
Grandpa got 15 plus 1, 16.
Do you want to use your stone skin?
Yeah.
That was the most adorable father-son D&D talk. You want to use your stone skin?
Yeah.
He got a 15 on his save.
Does it hurt Kulk?
You have to make a 21 dexterity save.
Okay, so he takes how much damage?
63 damage.
Is Grandpa Thunderbeard going to be defeated?
Time will tell. He's right in the hot spot.
I think he will.
So a 1d12 plus 3. All right, so as the fire hits Kulk, you see something that no one's ever really seen before. He puts his arm in front of his face, and his whole arm turns to stone.
Oh.
Blocks some of the fire.
Oh.
And none of us have seen him do this before, but he does it. So we are all pretty taken back, and that he takes negative 15. I'll say 48.
Okay, yeah, so 48 damage. All right, so what happens is, you know, again, because there's a dragon right in his face, and he blasts his cone of chaos fire at you guys. It fans off onto either side, and Kulk, you put your stone arm up, but you see this wave of fire blast over you, and you feel yourself get pretty barbecued by it. It's like the hottest fire you've ever felt. Grandpa, you also missed your saving throw, so here comes some dragon blast for you.
I've seen worse.
I think he's... No, you haven't.
I fought a lot of dragons. You don't even know about it.
Yeah. You say as you clump into a pile of fire.
Yeah. He's being super arrogant as this fire is about to hit him. Him and Kulk are getting into it. How much fire damage?
63.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you handle it?
Yeah, he can handle it.
I don't understand.
He took one of those buff cakes.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, which is a good thing, too, now that I'm seeing what's going on here.
Yeah.
It didn't make him feel good.
That we don't have to worry about that, the skeleton heading to the portal. What about the other skeleton?
Well, he hasn't had a chance to move yet.
Kulk, as the flames wash over Grandpa, you look up, and now he's just completely covered in soot and frayed out, and he goes, "I've seen worse," and he coughs up a little plume of smoke. But he doesn't look great.
So a little bit more bad news, guys. Your gummy bears and your panthers probably aren't going to fare real well against this cone of fire.
They might melt. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say...
All the panthers are toast.
You smell like hot peppermint bubbling. Like almost smells like hot cocoa peppermint for a couple of seconds. And then they sort of vanish into ash.
So it's not all unpleasant.
The owlbears and Mr. Tickles will survive, but with about 10 to 12 hit points each.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, cool. So Mr. Tickles is kind of like backing off a little bit. He feels a little singed.
And those gummy bears do not look great.
No, they look real wiggly. Real, real wiggly. The one last thing I want to do in this round of combat is I want Kipple to roll just one more constitution check so that his dragon side doesn't take over.
Could be the worst point.
This could take a turn. This could take a turn.
You could still escape out of one of these portals if you had to run fast. You know, if like if you had
17. Yeah.
Okay, you did good. You made it. Again, you feel this dragon rage inside of you, and then it subsides. It calms down.
It's my turn.
I believe so. Yes, and Duckmaster still has his beholder.
I throw my gummy bear owl out. Okay. And I also eat my...
Oh, you eat all three cupcakes?
Wait, I have three?
Yeah, we each took one and gave you the rest.
Oh, yeah.
So he eats all three. So the first one brings his health back to 75. Mm-hmm. The second one doubles that to 150. And then the third one doubles it to 300.
Okay. You guys see Kulk. If anybody that can see Kulk at this point, where he's just shoving buff cakes into his face. like, with his giant stone hand. He's like just like, om, 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 om. Like just like the way Cookie Monster eats.
He's stone and just shoving his face. Like, om, om,
om, om. Yeah. I command the gummy bear to fight that skeleton over there.
Okay.
So his owlbear goes over there, and you want to use him in his beak or his claws?
Which one does more damage?
Good question.
Claws.
Smart Dungeons & Dragons question.
Roll the 23 for 11 damage.
You see your gummy bear bound over to this skeleton before this skeleton can really make a move. And the skeleton does not see it coming because your gummy bear really deftly runs between these two wrestling dragons. Your gummy owlbear like just kind of jump on him and like cut him up pretty bad, and he drops his shield. So
I think he's very close to that portal. I think the splash should slash him inside the portal.
When your gummy bear pounces on the skeleton, they actually slide across the floor. And as they slide across the floor, you see your gummy owlbear just attack him a couple more times with his claws and then sort of jump off of him. And he goes sliding right in through that portal and vanishes. You're absolutely right.
And that skeleton is through the portal by now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The escaping skeleton that hated Mr. Tickles, even though he didn't do a whole lot of necrotic damage. Yes, he's gone as well.
So there's only the dragon left.
Looks like it.
Well, this is easy. We're half done.
This is hard. I say, run for your life!
You're still in a frenzy, so are you going for the dragon?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, so how do you do it? What are you going to try to do to the dragon?
Maul three times.
You hear Grandpa whisper, boomerang!
19 to hit?
Yes.
And if Kulk finishes this dragon with the boomerang, nothing's going to make Grandpa happier.
Kulk, I will give you an advantage on close rolls, though, because this dragon is not focused on you right now. He's 17? Focused on your dad. That'll hit. I'll give you that. That'll hit.
And two 19s.
Okay. You hit him all three times. So you can go ahead and roll damage. Because again, this...
7.
Okay.
14. Mm-hmm. 12.
Okay, so what happens is you see Kulk like sort of bound across this like mound of candy coins, still kicking him in every direction. You see him jump up, and Kulk, right when your dad's really got the focus of this dragon, you come up and you smack him right across the side of the head three times with your maul. So like
in the eye.
Right in the eye? All right. You hit him right in the eye like three times. You like jump up there and smack him right in his big tangerine eye three times, and he just roars and he like whips his head back, and like you just hear him go, ah, my eye. Are you kidding me? Who does that?
I think that should skip his turn because he's like crying with his eye.
Well, I'm sure you think that.
And then is it Kipple?
It is Kipple's turn, yes.
So Kulk's up there and he slams him in the eye, and then Kipple's still tangled up with him, and he goes for his like dragon like shoulder and just bites him three times.
Okay.
26 for perfect. 23 damage.
That'll do it.
24 for 27 damage.
Uh-huh.
And a 21 for 17 damage.
You bite into his shoulder like three times, like in quick succession, and you almost bite him in the exact same place three times. And this dragon roars again, like wails again, like it is just like.
Wait, in my turn, I think I told Duckmaster that you say if you defeat the dragon, you become the awesomest duck in all of the land.
He already knew that.
Wow. Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm biting him, and he roars up as he's getting bit, and as he looks up, there's a little ghost right in his face, and the little ghost tickles him right on his eyeball.
I don't know how that would feel.
But, you know, it does seem to fit Mr. Tickles' vibe.
And is he immune to, like, fear and beginning? Oh, Mr. Tickles tickled him with a natural 20.
I can say that there's nothing alive that wouldn't be scared of Mr. Tickles.
I think I can safely assume that as well. You know, like,
especially he rolled a natural 20. He's basically, he went into the dragon and is tickling him from the inside.
That was too much after the whole like seductive episode with the green dragon. Now we're past the point. All right, so Mr. Tickles rolls a natural 20 on
he tickled his brain.
So 24 damage, necrotic, and he has to roll a 14 or higher wisdom save.
He rolled an 8.
So he's terrified.
Okay, yeah, he gets a plus 1, so he rolled a 9. So what you guys see is like, it's almost like Mr. Tickles gives this dragon a deep eye swab COVID test. And he sort of like wriggles into his face and you can
brain.
See this, yeah, right into his brain. And you see this dragon start to, he just starts freaking out. Like he's roaring, thrashing around. And he's just,
the bigger they are, the bigger they tickle.
Grandpa quietly feels bad for the dragon.
Well, this dragon's wailing. He's calling out Warlocka's name, and he's cursing Warlocka's name like,
to heck with you, Warlocka, you! Ah, I'll burn you all!
Yeah, he seems pretty mad, and he seems pretty hurt, too. But he seems like the perfect balance of hurt and mad. I think it's your turn, right, Grandpa?
Grandpa did just get really messed up. So yes, I think it's fair that it took a minute for him to, like, shake off what happened. I have a question.
Yes.
How tall is the dragon and how tall is the ceiling?
I would assume that he's, like, 40 feet tall. The ceiling is maybe another 20 feet up.
Okay. And Kipple's pretty engaged with him. They are full on grappling.
So far, the dragon has not been able to break this grapple so far.
Yeah, Grandpa can't really do a ton without hurting Kipple.
Well, that's your choice.
It is his choice.
You could fly up and shoot more ice bolts.
Yeah, he likes that plan. Grandpa flies as high above the dragon as he can, so that if this thing's going to shoot another cone of fire, Grandpa's going to be as far away from everybody else as he can.
I'll tell you what, if you're that high up, I will give you that dash if you need to get out of the way.
He's going for it.
Yeah, okay.
And he shoots two more of those rays of frost. He's just waiting for a moment to get for that dragon to get clear.
Okay, you got it. Go ahead and roll your attacks.
27.
That'll hit, yeah, sure.
That's the highest Grandpa's rolled, and 26.
Those will both hit. You hit him with two ice bolts, yeah.
Pretty
good. Yeah.
And that's going to do 4d8 ice. 18.
You zap him a couple of times with ice bolts and like, he kind of notices, but he still really like feels this like gross little tickle monster stuck in his brain, like rattling around in his brain like an old tin can.
Yeah. So Grandpa just shot these two ice bolts and he's feeling pretty good about himself. He's a little cocky. And then Duckmaster flaps up next to him and looks at him like, please. And then Duckmaster flaps one hand forward and Grandpa sees for the first time that Duckmaster's controlling this giant beholder. Grandpa's a little bit bewildered by it. The beholder casts Slowing Ray, Death Ray, and Enervation Ray.
Okay.
All on the dragon at the same time.
I think you should just have said Rainbow Ray instead of...
It's all on the dragon. He did this for a reason. He has to do a Wisdom saving throw, 16 or higher.
Okay.
He has to do a Constitution saving throw, 16 or higher.
Uh-huh.
And he has to do a dexterity.
Okay.
Yeah.
He misses dexterity check.
Dexterity was the bad one to miss.
Mm-hmm.
Because now he takes 10d10 necrotic damage. 53 necrotic damage.
Okay. Constitution he made. He rolled a 25. And then the wisdom, you said? Oh, he missed that one too. he rolled it.
Okay, so that one is the fear ray.
Oh, okay.
So he's doubling down on Mr. Tickle's efforts.
No, that shot right into the eye and multiplied Mr. Tickle's like by five.
Super powered Mr. Tickle's.
Wow. I think the dragon's brain's like, I am Mr. Tickle's, and this is your doom.
Yeah, the dragon starts trying to tickle everybody.
Oh my goodness!
He's just terrified.
I think the dragon should try to punch himself to the ghost. Goes out of his brain.
And just to finish that moment, Duckmaster looks back at Grandpa Thunderbeard and he goes like,
I think he should strike the dragon.
Before we end this round of combat, I want Kipple to do one more constitution saving throw to make sure he doesn't go dragon extreme. But it looks like this dragon's going to make a run for it because you guys have seriously messed up his day.
17.
You made it again. Good job. You feel that rage kind of get out of your system, kind of pass like a raging storm. He just rolled enough of a strength check to sort of break your grapple, okay? So he's basically like breaking your grapple. He's roaring and screaming, and he's screaming and ranting and like howling in Draconian. You don't understand the language, but like you can tell he does not mean you well and that he will not forget this. And he starts flapping his wings and like flying across the room. He starts trying to blast through the wall, but you guys probably have one more shot at him before he gets to the other end of the room.
Boomerang. Colt's up top.
Yeah, I'm gonna use boomerang.
Yeah. Use the boomerang. Grandpa sees him reaching for the boomerang and Grandpa goes,
Okay, go ahead and roll your attacks, Colt.
Also, this is supposed to be a magic boomerang. We've never found out why it's magic, so okay. Just so you know, Brad.
Okay, now you're still raging, right, yeah. Kulk? So you get three attacks with your boomerang? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we're looking at probably 8 max damage.
Grandpa made this boomerang for him, and he forged it for years, and Kulk has refused to use it even once.
I think I've used it before another time.
I think you're right.
14, a 21, and a 13.
All right. They all miss.
21 misses?
Oh, no, 21 hits. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the 21. I apologize.
So that's for 4 damage.
Kulk, you roar. Can you roar for me? Just like roar, like your boomerang. You toss your boomerang, and it like sort of like hits the dragon like right in the back of the head where it would annoy him the most. And he turns and looks at you guys while he's on the other side of the room, and he says,
my name is Devin the Dragon, and I won't forget this, and you haven't seen the last of me!
And while he's talking, Kippo licks the ground where he dropped his candies when he turned into a dragon, and licks up that dash candy, and jumps in the air, flies, and lands in front of
them. Oh, you want to cut off his exit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he bites him 3 times.
Okay, go ahead and roll an attack, I guess. Yeah.
22 for 30. 16 for 30. Might not hit. 16 for 20.
Okay. So you hit once?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Okay.
He drops down in front of him, bites him once for 30 damage, and our good friend Mr. Tickles appears right behind him.
Oh, no.
You were trying the old Irish exit, were you?
Tickles, Mr. Tickles would know because he is Irish.
Yeah, and he tickles right under his armpit, 16.
All right, so Mr. Tickles swoops in there and gives him his line and like tickles him under the dragon armpit for 16 points of damage. This dragon is not looking well now. He is going to do everything he can to try to get out of this room. Grandpa, anything you want to try here or anything like that?
I mean, are they grappled again or did he just bite him?
No, they're not grappled. He just bit him on the leg, I want to say. Yeah, I think that was the plan. He bit him on the leg.
Grandpa flies up kind of center room behind him, and he's been waiting for this moment, which is why he's only been casting little ice bolts the whole time. And he casts Ice Storm.
Okay.
At the dragon. And he's trying to do this in a non-lethal manner. This is a containment procedure. Mm-hmm. A 40-foot high, 20-foot radius cylinder of Ice Storm is kind of crystallizing around the dragon, bludgeoning him with ice.
And what's my saving throw? Would it be constitution or
dexterity?
Dexterity, okay.
And that saving throw would be 16.
He rolled a 14. So you see this dragon like get caught in all of this ice. The ice is like very stingy and like you can hear it like sizzling on his scales. He looks foamy and crazy, like Mr. Tickles is gonna haunt his dreams for the rest of his life.
Mr. Tickles!
And he's very distraught, both physically and mentally. And you know, he's been bitten a bunch of times and he roars. And you just see him start to like squeal, like almost like he's emitting steam, and he starts to shrink. And it's almost like, you know how when you guys like activate your owlbears, your gummy owlbears? The same thing is happening to this dragon until it finally shrinks down into a tiny little red hot cinnamon piece of gummy candy and just sits there on the floor, sizzling.
Grandpa slowly floats down next to it and pops it in his mouth.
What? What are you doing? We save that.
He's tasted everything.
And me as the dragon slap the back of your head so it spits out.
We'll see. You better roll for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I will.
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
That's
roll
an not attack. An attack.
Yeah, it's
but it
kind
can
of
do
attack.
One or two damage.
Yeah, with all things in D&D, if you roll high, your success, your chances.
It's a 16.
Okay, that'll work. Yeah. So, Grandpa, you put this cinnamon gummy dragon in your mouth, and then you feel this gigantic scaly green hand smack you on the back.
For 10 damage.
For 10 damage.
It's going to mess me up. Grandpa dies.
No!
You hit him as a dragon.
I think you should allow that for not happening.
You're knocked prone, and then it's the end of combat. You're fine.
Yes. Yeah. Grandpa knocked prone, outdone by his own duck, singed black from a cone of fire, crumples face first on the marble floor of the secret room.
Important question. How did the dragon candy taste?
Oh, it tasted really, really spicy. Like a whole box of like hot cinnamon.
It's probably for the best then.
Yeah. Well,
so can I shrink down?
I need you to do one more constitution save.
That explains why he attacked Grandpa.
Yeah.
11.
11. Oh boy. You are
plus 10.
Okay. All right.
So it was a critical fail. It's red.
You feel like a rage like start to boil up and you forget language and the taste of strawberries and cream. You start to look around and you guys notice this right away about Kibble. He starts snarling at you guys like he's a mountain lion.
You eating that candy made me so mad.
Well, fortunately, Willy Warlocka walks up to you. And he takes his little magic cane and he waves it at you, and you see the whole room like brighten up entirely, like it, where it was gloomy and smoky before, it becomes bright and colorful from wall to wall. Suddenly, Kipple, your head becomes clear again, and you know that you're standing in front of Willy Warlocka. You recognize the charred, floppy body of your father-in-law and the familiar face of your young son.
And I start shrinking down into transforming back into Kipple.
You guys have slayed the red dragon in Willy Warlocka's candy factory. You're going to be rewarded. He's singing and dancing, and like all of the air is filled with happy jelly bones, and all the familiar, like fun characters that helped you along the way come in through the portals and look around, and they can feel that the evil magic has been dispelled from this place. And they all start chanting your name, Kulk. They're all like, Kulk, 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 Kulk.
I'm alive!
They all start chanting back at you, Kulk is alive. Kulk is alive.
Yeah. Hey, did that skeleton with the gold wand, did he get out of a portal or did we defeat him?
You defeated him.
All right. So I point over to him at the gold wand. I say, Kulk, go grab that thing.
Is it cursed?
I grab it.
Okay. Kulk, if you look over, you see that Grandpa's already divvying the gold into two piles.
Grandpa's still passed out.
Yeah, okay. Kipple, you realize that what you've just scooped up is a wand of fireballs, and you just pocket that real quick. Willy Warlocka gives you guys basically a parade out of his factory. You go back through all the rooms. You get like this awesome grand parade through the ice cream room and through the pie room, and the beholders are all like hanging out and like cheering you on, all the way to the courtyard where you fought the giant jelly brones. And when you reach the courtyard where, you know, remember when you first got there, Willy Warlocka was camped out in a tent like a hobo outside of his factory, and all of his workers and friends that work there with him are met at the courtyard gates by the people of Trundletown, because they've all gathered from Trundletown to thank you for making candy taste good again. It was a hard-fought battle through magic and fire, but you did it. You slayed the dragon, you solved the mystery of Willy Warlocka's candy factory, and now you're the proud owner of 50% of Willy Warlocka's candy factory, and you get a candy bar made named after you with your face on it. That's pretty sweet. All that's left to do is decide what goes in your candy bar. Until your next adventure, Kulk, how do you feel?
Well,
what are you going to call it? Kulkomania bar?
Power bar.
Kulk's power bar.
And then he got sued.
Great job, guys. You slayed the dragon. Great job.
Okay, great. Thank you guys so much for listening to this season of The Adventures of Kulk. What do you say, Cal?
Thank you.
Yeah, we had so much fun. I think Brad's cooking up some really fun stuff up for season 3. Please stick with us. Share the podcast. Let's get it out there. And thank you. Alright, thanks for listening to another episode of The Adventures of Kulk. What do you say, Calvin?
Thank you.
Yes, and a big ups to our sound producer, DJ Josh Radden. And the man who wrote our theme song, Matthew Patrick Davis. Thank you so much. Thank you to Campfire Media. Please check out their podcast as well. A lot of good stuff on that channel. And please spread the word. Like, comment. Right, Calvin?
Yeah.
Subscribe on Apple so we can do another season. Right, Calvin?
Yeah.
You want to say anything else, Calvin?
No.
He's Kulk.